Yo.
Hey. This is episode 3, right? Yeah.
We here.
The Insecure Recap Show, season 4. What's up? I'm Chris. And that's Dante, but he on the phone.
Peace.
Yo. No homo, but I thought about you a lot this week watching this episode. Because
what the fuck you mean? Yo, no homo. Like, I'm like a nigga got it. Wait. The fuck you mean? No homo.
Like, you know, like, I'm just saying. Like,
no, I don't know.
What am I trying to say? Like,
no homo, like a nigga like EJ Johnson or somebody, bro.
Relax.
What type of shit is that?
Relax. But what I'm saying is, watching this episode this week, I thought a lot about you because you was like hella right about some stuff.
Oh man, I know, and man. Look, man.
And I knew it's. I don't want this to happen. Do I feel like I keep saying that? Is that like a recurring thing for me? I don't want this to happen. Thing. I don't know why. But yeah, man. Episode 3. You want to get into it?
Yeah. So the episode starts out with the new Lawrences in bed together.
The Lawrences, because we don't know this nigga last name.
Ain't that his last name?
What?
Because his first name Martin. Last name Lawrence.
No, I thought that was his first name and the middle name.
Shit, I don't know, man.
Stop.
But the Lawrences.
That would be a great, yeah. Okay.
And, you know, they were laying down, and Lawrence made a statement like, you know, you make me want to get my shit together.
Yeah, because you so together. Yeah.
I think my man's is a little intimidated, man.
Obviously.
But for what though? Like, she divorced. That levels the playing field. Like, that drops her like 6 points.
I am personally offended.
Oh my bad.
Wow.
Wait, we too. I know my stock dropped a little bit. But I'm saying, like, you know, if everybody nice. No one is perfect, man.
Yeah,
and I
yeah,
think
yeah.
part of him going down this rabbit hole of the fuck shit he's about to start doing. Is because part of him feels like she's too much for him.
Because
of what she got going on.
I understand, like, but
she's on her shit.
Yeah. You know? But I mean, besides the fact that one time he got an STD, like he's been on his shit, like after Issa.
Yeah, but running into someone that you feel is a little better than you. Like, Issa, you can find those walking down up the street. That's no disrespect, but.
Okay.
And that's no disrespect. Like, Issa's cool as fuck. Issa's probably the one that I would go to first,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But
she come a dime a dozen, Dante.
Kind of. But that's not bad.
I hear you.
But then you get someone like the, like, Condola would kind of be like a trophy.
Okay, I understand that. You mean like, cause like career wise, like
so he yeah, so he bagged like a Fortune 500,
250. But I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, so he's acting like a little shaky and shit, man.
Yeah.
He ain't on his shit, and I ain't feeling it, man.
I mean, I just think, and this is like the recurring theme here is like, well, in this episode at least is like. Lawrence is like, damn, like here she is, like you said,
yeah.
like low key
yeah.
trophy, like whatever. And I can't be laxed around her. And I was hella laxed with
yeah.
Issa. And Issa let me be hella laxed. Yeah. Okay. But it's just him realizing he can't play this relationship like that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's intimidating or maybe he just needs to.
That Issa may come a dime a dozen. That, I don't think that's going to age well. Sorry, ladies.
You said
I
it.
I know. And I didn't kind of.
I just paraphrased it.
Whatever. So, you know, they're talking and shit. And he's saying like, you know. I think his voice was going to throw some shit. Somebody was going to throw something on his side.
Oh, he said he was bouncing. He was like house hopping.
Yeah, so
and
she.
And then she goes, oh, well. And he said, oh, what are you doing? Or did he say that? Or do you want to come?
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, well, I'm kind of hosting something at my house. Friendsgiving,
another
if you will.
Red flag.
Because it's like, why wouldn't you invite your man, quote unquote. to a Friendsgiving.
See
that, because friend, when you have Friendsgiving, that was, yeah, that implies that you don't have family.
See, and as the episodes go on, right, mm-hmm, I think more is getting exposed about her marriage.
Yeah.
Right. And so, mm-hmm, if I'm Lawrence, I'm feeling like one.
I'm coming out on the good side of mine. Go ahead though.
If I'm Lawrence, I feel like one, you know, at this point, like, you're making plans without me, right?
Okay.
So if I'm Lawrence, one, I'm feeling like you're not totally over your divorce. Mm-hmm. Two, I may be intimidated by you being a divorcee.
Okay. But that's not nothing that she kept from him. And you can't be intimidated about something later, my nigga. Like, if I tell you this is what it is up front, you can't be intimidated by that shit later. I don't accept
you
that.
You still have, like, what ifs.
I guess.
And then three, am I just your fucking boy toy?
That's what it really feels like way later. At so, Thanksgiving.
How the fuck you gonna throw something and don't invite me? I'm the main man.
Yeah, I hear it.
Dick slanging.
Wow. True story, though. I mean, yeah, because she looked very satisfied. She looked like she wanted to stay, but she couldn't.
Yeah, I mean, yo, I don't know.
What kind of psychopath alarm clock was that? Nigga, that sound like Chernobyl.
He can run to a bomb shelter. So later on, they were at, like, where the fuck was Issa at?
It looks like a coffee shop, like cafe, kind of like.
That's somewhere I was stalking nigga across the street from. Like, I was sitting there. Yes, that's like somewhere.
That nigga.
Exactly. Like, that's somewhere that would be across the street from, like, a barbershop or some shit. And you just, like, stalking a nigga. But ain't nobody sitting in there. What the fuck was that?
Is that what you thought? Like, when you saw that space, you said, that's a good place to
stalk a motherfucker.
What the fuck?
It's like flowers and shit in the windows.
hella, like, peaky.
But, so, so, yeah, so, you know, they're. Him and Issa run into each other again.
Well, right. Issa is at a place. Lawrence shows up.
Okay.
They hug. Awkward. I don't hug niggas. I don't.
Look.
I don't hug exes. I just don't do that. What up, my nigga? That's all I got. But love anyway, so they get up and hug. They embrace. Oh, what's up? The jokes and shit.
They still in love with each other,
super
man.
Super kiki and
they still
shit.
In love with each other. We know Issa is.
Yeah.
I think Lawrence, you can always feel like you have something better.
Go ahead.
And still miss what you had. Like, I'm more comfortable being in love with this person.
Yeah.
I'm more happier.
Right.
Despite the bullshit we went through.
Right.
But I feel like I'm with someone better that's on their shit. Right. So he's stuck between a banana and a tailpipe. Well, he's obviously.
I'm saying.
He's obviously still in love with Issa.
Obviously. And then, so they're having their little, like, you know, Issa and Lauren session. And then Condola. Oh, hey. Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. I should probably.
Yeah. How do women react in that moment? Have you ever been around your ex and
like somebody new?
Girlfriend?
Like.
Because you like mad, like, goofy and shit. So, like,
nah,
you know, your ex, you and like your ex joking around. And shit, and then she's like.
No, not really. Because I like, turn that shit off.
Oh, okay.
Like, I know that I turn sucks. That shit off. Yeah, I know, but it sucks that you're not the nigga I'm with no more, so you don't get that.
Wow.
So, yeah, no, I turn that shit off. So, like, if you're around somebody, like, I'm not about to, like, make you feel uncomfortable. That's your shit. Like,
but I definitely feel like Condola felt like, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to have
that meeting.
What they have.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so I have a question, because I thought about this long and hard. Like, the place that they were at right now in the scene was a place that Condola introduced Issa to. Mm. And
that's unfortunate.
Right. So that's the question. Like, so if your homie introduced you to a spot.
Hey, I got this spot where you can lay the sniper, bro.
And then, like, you can't go there no more because he with your girl or he with your ex-girlfriend. Like, you can't go there no more ever? Like, that doesn't really make sense, because, like, why did you introduce me to this place?
Yeah.
Like, I love this place.
Yeah.
And Issa had to get her fucking shit to go.
DC snipers shot a few niggas at that spot.
So peaky.
Yeah, that was trash. But
yeah. So,
and now we're back to, well, go ahead. Get
say,
your shit off.
So no, I was just gonna say we're moving on to the grocery.
Yeah, yeah, to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Back to the most toxic relationship of the. Y'all want them, it seems like everybody wants them to just be okay.
I'm starting to understand why maybe it's not, maybe they have truly outgrown each other. But like, I don't know what it is with women, like, but we really try to like hold on to like longer relationships because like that should be like, you know, like how often, like when's the next chance I'm gonna get a chance to have another friend for 20 years. You feel me? So like we get like that. But like now that I'm like watching this, I kind of see like maybe it's not always super healthy to just like hang on to people just because you guys have history.
Yeah, at this point, the way their relationship is going.
I can't get this mic right tonight. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, just put your lips on the mic.
All
right. There you go. So the way this relationship is going, it just seems like, again, we're going back to this tit for tat, but it seems like the blows are getting lower and lower. Like, you tell her, like, don't invite the nigga to your house. You know, it's only been a couple months. You may turn into the old Molly and run
that
the nigga
off.
That
was such a like, fucking low blow. Like, when your bitch used to be an ex-hoe, like, you don't bring that shit back up, bitch. Like, yeah, this is the person you are now, bitch. Like, I acknowledge that. And until you become a hoe again, like, we not gonna talk about that whole shit. Like, so, like, when she's, like, acting crazy, like, if she doesn't, like, if, I don't know. She just kind of, that was kind of rude of her to assume that she was just in that headspace of, like, being disastrous Molly.
And then fucking for toiletries.
Why did she say that?
That's some cold shit.
Although I have to say, the first time
never
they
run
fucked,
into
it
them
was
type
for
of
Hennessy
women.
And weed.
I don't never run into them type of women. Where y'all at?
Shut up.
What? Shit. I always run into the hoes that want to get morals all of a sudden.
Nigga.
Bitch. Meditate this shit. You just got tossed up. Now you meditate this shit.
Nigga, aligning her chakras and shit.
Yeah, aligning somebody.
Realigning.
look, you so motherfucking ignorant. So we get to the the Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, it's like we did it a lot in like college towns and shit. Like when we don't like can't go home for like the holidays, like we all come together and like make something together.
College towns.
Okay, so like I went to Reno. Shout out to Go Wolfpack. But I went. Okay. Anyway, so when you don't like go home for the holidays and stuff, and like you just be like, I guess people could do it here. It's just so weird because UNLV is like on a major street. Anyway,
yeah.
So, but like. If, yeah, you don't go home for the holidays, but you don't really necessarily want to be alone, all your friends come together, y'all make some shit, and y'all eat together and chill. Mm. So it's just friends.
So y'all like calling Kappas and shit? Come shitty?
Right.
Oh, my God.
No. Yeah, no, it's just like, yeah, just like literally just like Thanksgiving. Mm. Like niggas find something to watch, niggas cook and eat. And then
Friendsgiving.
Yeah, that's
interesting.
Just this Thanksgiving without your mom and grandma.
Oh, then I don't want it.
No thanks. The stuffing in Reno, so dry.
Oh, I know. Y'all eat green bean casserole. And
yuck.
Shit. Yeah, raisin bread.
Fucking banana. Nigga, why did you just describe exactly how my first Friendsgiving and my last Friendsgiving ever went?
Eat motherfucking.
Yuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's a thing. So Condola's hosting it at her. Okay. So we kind of glossed over the fact. So she brings up the fucking Friendsgiving thing. He was like, oh, like, and he kind of invited himself because she never really said, oh,
it's an awkward moment.
Come?
It's like, what the fuck do I'm the man in this situation. It's like, you're in a catch-22 if I say, oh, okay, that's cool.
Right.
I'm going to do my own thing.
Right.
It's going to come off as I don't care. Mm-hmm. And then if I invite myself, it feels like I'm intruding.
Right. So that's what he did. He just said, oh, can I come or do you want me to come? And she was like, oh, yeah, sure, I guess. Like, and then she, but okay. So fast forward, she doesn't say anything until that night.
Yep.
Like, so she lets it ride or whatever. But we meet drunk Nikki.
Yeah, yeah, man. Shout out to drunk. Look. My mans ain't getting no pussy with that button up on, though.
Okay. Did you hate it?
Yes.
I don't know if I hated it. Lawrence pulls off some loud ass
shirts.
That
is some shit that Ace Ventura will wear.
Wow. I was about to be like, let me show you something, but that's Fire Marshal
Bill. Yeah, man. Like, what the fuck was that? Trying to fit in, man. You look like a sucker.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, there was even, like, a low-key joke about it. Like, I feel like when that one dude was, like, complimenting it, I don't feel like he was really complimenting it. Yeah,
nigga, you got that shit from Bath and Body Works. Like, nigga, what the fuck? Nigga, like, that shirt came with some lotion and body wash. It came
free with the purchase of $35 or more.
Like, for real. That's a 75% off coupon shirt.
Nigga, that's an 85% value. $80 value, nigga. Okay, anyway.
That
so
shit
yeah.
come in a great value. Cereal bag.
It come in a 3-pack at Walmart. And it's a green one and then a blue one.
It's supposed to be Cocoa Puffs, but it ain't got no name on it. Yeah, he out line for that shit, though, man. But trying to fit in, man.
Yeah.
My man's just looking like a sucker, man. Look.
He for invited himself.
It's like the first episode, the man was on it.
Yeah, it's been a slow decline.
And I was fucking like, shit. It's
been a decline. What are you,
well, everybody going through this shit, though.
That's true. So the drunk friend kind of makes the situation uncomfortable and kind of mentions that Condola's maybe not taking Lawrence as serious as Lawrence is maybe taking Condola.
Boy toy.
Yikes. Like.
Yeah, and that's like, I've ran into the drunk friend a few times, and it's always uncomfortable because they always just saying whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I mean, that's what drunk people do. They just say whatever the fuck.
Yeah. The drunk friend, I gotta go.
Is it?
Like, if I'm the new boyfriend and the drunk friend comes over, I think I gotta go.
Yeah, you gotta bounce. I hear it.
It might be
peace
over.
Out. Then they're gonna talk shit about you when you leave.
I don't give a fuck. But I ain't got to be in the hot seat. That
true shit. You ain't got to be there for it. Yeah. But so when the, is it true what people say about drunk people? They be saying what's real? Or they just be saying some bullshit? Because I can.
It's a little bit of both.
Sometimes. Most of the time, niggas be talking pure bullshit.
It's a little bit of both. I can get real. Yeah. It's in between.
Okay.
Because like I know when I get my drunk thoughts.
40,
my drunk
60,
thoughts.
70-30 to be telling the truth?
Yeah. All right.
For sure.
70-30. So, yeah, man. Unless she's what's the cousin that fucked the homie on Soul Food?
Faith.
Yeah, unless she like on some cousin Faith shit. Like, you follow me in the kitchen? You follow me in the kitchen just for like a glass of wine?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So that's what she said. And then Condola starts like venting, rambling.
Yeah. That is another red flag to go back to Issa.
Why to go back? Why not?
Because he's already.
Like,
I think he's already. Issa's already in the back of his mind, right?
Okay.
But I think while Condola may be a good thing for him for mm-hmm. the moment. Mm-hmm. Clearly, she's not looking at Lawrence the same way he does.
He's looking at her.
Like, he's like the rebound. He's the boy toy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's fair because then we have to have a whole conversation.
I like her.
Who?
But I forgot her name.
Okay.
She was like she was working where he was at. I think the bank teller.
Oh, the little cute girl with the hot sauce.
She that nigga. Well, he her.
Yeah, to her.
It's like
yeah.
the same shit.
Okay, but and see.
Especially in a divorce situation. Like,
I don't know because you have to like, because then you have to have a whole conversation about like how much time a grown up needs to get over something.
But a divorce is something different. Like, we're not talking about a Lawrence and Issa situation. We're
okay.
talking about actual divorce.
I hear it.
So when you hear her speak of
She went off on like a little rant.
She pretty much was like, she does not want to get married ever again. And she said,
yeah,
like,
so like, clearly she's still like.
That's true, because I remember that stage.
Yeah, y'all got me fucked up for even bringing this shit up. But Lawrence has never been through nothing like that.
Yeah, that's true.
So maybe that's a goal of his. Yeah, and you basically just shut that shit down.
Right, super early.
Not just in front of me, like in front of all your friends. Like, nigga, everybody know I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be thunder from down under over here.
Nigga, what? Good day, mate.
No, because you know the nigga. You know what I'm saying? He was in his fucking wife beater and shit. And it's like, nigga.
I got you.
Playing into the role, bro.
Bro. Okay, so this is probably.
I do got a shout out for him for fumbling the YouTube tutorial, though.
Okay.
Yes. I've yet to do one.
Like, do one, like you tried to watch one and that shit fucked up?
Yeah.
Or what was you trying to do?
I've yet to complete one.
What was you trying to do? Like, he didn't get so far in it. He don't even know what he
did. He was Googling. I ain't put my minutes out there just in case, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, that's cool. I don't know if
can't I can fuck my resume up.
If it's not, okay. if it's not like about my computer, I probably have never YouTube something. But apparently everything is there.
Yeah, I don't know how niggas do that shit though. I do use it for like cars and stuff, but that's simple. But all that other shit.
That's because you're a dude. I get it.
Yeah, cars simple. And shit. I fix a headlight and some big brakes here and there and shit. But I ain't, you know, all that other shit, cabinets and sinks and toilets and shit.
Yeah, and it just be like a 40-minute video on YouTube.
yeah, that's out.
All right, so where are we? Oh, okay, this is the part where, who was Issa talking to about
this? Her brother.
Okay, so this part was very interesting to me personally.
She's letting those feelings out.
Because I...
Unbreak my heart.
Say you love me.
That was her moment. That was her moment.
Yeah. And she kind of... Okay. So up until this point, y'all, I did not feel like you in regards to how Issa was feeling about Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You should see his face. So I didn't feel like that. But then this scene, obviously, I have to change my mind because she pretty much broke it down and said, like, I'm jealous because I feel like Condola is getting the nigga that I should have had.
Yeah.
The nigga that I groomed.
Yeah.
The nigga that I supported until I felt like he wasn't supporting himself.
See, that's the part that I don't get and okay. I don't feel.
Let's talk like, it out.
When the nigga was on your couch eating Cheetos,
yeah,
you was over him.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to kick the nigga out,
right?
You wanted it to be over,
but
you went to fuck the nigga in the studio.
Yeah, okay. I think that the fucking world can agree that she shouldn't have fucking fucked Daniel. That part, but like we also have to fucking examine how the fuck they got there. Like, to the fucking sitting on the fucking couch eating Cheetos and how he fucking lost his fucking ambition in himself. Like, nigga, I can pump you up as much as, like, I want to. Like, all fucking day, 24 hours a day. But I can't make you feel like something. Yeah.
But see, the world does that to people sometimes.
I hear you.
And Issa, especially in season 2.
Yeah.
I want to say season 2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was going through the same thing he was going.
True shit.
So... For you to be like, oh, man, fuck that sorry ass nigga because he's sitting on my couch.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? My nigga glow up a little bit, putting on ugly ass shirts and shit. Now, all of a sudden, you built that?
I mean.
Own your fucking chaos.
All I'm saying is that.
You threw that nigga away.
I can only do so much externally. Like, I can't make you. Like, get up off the couch. Like, I can, like, tell you to. I can make a fucking PowerPoint of all the fucking things you could be doing instead of sitting on the couch. But I can't make you get up.
So I'm going to go fuck this nigga in the studio on LA Heat.
We're erasing that part for this part of the conversation.
No, we're not. Because that's part of it.
But I'm telling you, I get that part. But I just feel like if we take away the cheating part.
You can't.
And she still would have kicked this nigga out.
You can't take away the cheating part.
Okay.
Because the cheating was before he got kicked out.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying.
So you can't, like, all of this builds up to where they are today. So she.
I just don't. Okay.
She can't. She's in no place to be.
I hear you. Victim. Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%.
So, in my opinion, this was a good opportunity for her to say, you know what? I own what the fuck I did. I fucked up. I let a good one go. And I want him back. Don't put yourself in a fucking victim role.
But I don't think that it, I don't think that it's wrong for her to feel like that. Like, is she wrong? Like, is are some of those feelings wrong? Yes. But I don't know that you can tell somebody how not to feel.
To me, it's part of people in this victim mentality. Okay. Like, own your shit. Own what the fuck you did.
Okay.
You can't say, oh, I feel like she's reaping the benefits when she's reaping the so-called benefits not because of what you did. Lawrence did that on his own, because, and then he came up, and you just so happened to be watching it.
But that would imply that he was not building the blocks to that, and then he got one no, and then he fucking shut the fuck down. Like, I feel like you're ignoring that part. That would be implying that the moment that he fucking stopped fucking with Issa, then he had all his shit together. There was opportunity. He had a fucking business plan, right? Or he was working on it. But he had a baby. Like, he had like a base like to something. Like,
yeah.
And he fucking got one no and fucking let that shit just fall to the wayside.
Hey man, sometimes everybody can't deal with a no.
You guys gotta talk to your partners, guys.
Yeah, you do.
Get these emotions out.
So
all of that.
That's the part I wasn't feeling. Like, at that point, she just became a complete victim.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you, but I just
don't think that you can tell somebody how to feel when things have happened.
You can't. And I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, at least own up what the fuck you did. You can't just sit here and be like, oh, you know, I feel like,
she wasn't doing all of that. She just said the benefits.
I got this nigga. I got the work in progress.
You're giving me the Kerry Washington face right
now. Hey, come on, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I hear you. All right.
Shout out to Lawrence, homie.
Shout out to him with his fucking DMs or like what's good? Like, I don't know.
Before we get to that, I want to shout out Molly's dad.
Yeah. Oh, but before we do that, I feel like we're missing all throughout like the... Oh, so because Friendsgiving. So all throughout this whole day, we're like seeing like snippets of everybody's day.
Yeah.
And then at some point, while the girls were grocery shopping, they decided that Issa was going to come over for pie.
Yep.
To Molly's house.
Talk.
Yeah, to talk and to eat pie or whatever. Yeah. And all throughout this day, like slowly, Issa is kind of like pushing Molly off. And she's kind of like ignoring her. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Did that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean... It's draining. I do think they need to talk. I do feel like they need to talk.
I just feel like it's
a draining conversation.
Yeah, I'm afraid that they're both like in too hurt of a space where they don't know how to talk to each other, and we saw that in the grocery store. They don't know how to talk to each other constructively.
If anybody is able to bring them together,
Kelly, who fucking pregnant.
Dallas gonna call him Bruce Lee. Andrew.
Andrew.
I think Andrew.
How?
Because he's the only one. Kelly's too fucking goofy. She's like the comedic relief. I don't know if she can be taken serious enough in that role. But I think Andrew can give her enough hard love to where she'll really listen.
Okay. I hear you. I just don't know if Issa gonna. I don't know what impact this nigga got on Issa.
I think Issa's brother.
Oh yeah, that's true.
They've been having like a real life.
Yeah, they've been like bonding more this season. We've been seeing more of him. I like him. He's fun. But yeah, so maybe I don't know. But they definitely need to have a conversation. So anyway, so saying that to flash forward, Molly pretty much gave up on the idea of her saying Issa, and then we talk about
I think it was easier for her too, because you know they were having a family thing with but I think for each season now, since it came out that you know Molly's dad was rolling.
Yeah, he cheated on his on their mom. She hasn't. Molly hasn't forgiven him, which is weird because like you're grown as fuck.
Super weird, but I mean,
I don't understand. Adults hold on to
childhood shit.
Some stuff that you didn't even know about. And it didn't even affect your everyday life.
I held on to some shit for a long time as an adult that my parents did, you know, at some point.
But did it affect you in that moment? Or it was some shit you found out in like retroactively?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just think we hold on to shit that our parents do until you, like, you know, like her brother said, like, you know, you get to a point to where you realize your parents are human too. Like, we like to think that our parents are like bulletproof type shit.
That's impossible because there's no way to be a real parent. Like, there's no.
Yeah.
There's a hella wrong way to do it.
Yeah, but instead of.
There's not a right way to do it.
Instead of her pops, you know, instead of her pops, like, this is what I did. Mm-hmm. Look what I did. Everything I did for you. Mm-hmm. You know, he kind of just sat back and
let her stew in her feelings. Like.
And eventually, you know, she came through.
Yeah.
That's parenting right there. It's parenting 101.
Strong but silent. Just don't say shit.
That's it.
I don't feel like that's great advice.
Well, it's not. You gotta let your kids live and come around. If you like try to suffocate them with all of this, look what I did and being a
fucking mute. Like,
you don't have to be a mute, but you gotta let them come to you.
I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. It could feel pressure-y.
You know, so.
All right.
Shout out.
All right. Yeah, so I'm glad that that's over. Now we can let that part of the. I liked meeting Molly's.
Her brother was like Omar Epps.
Yeah, and it's weird because, like, the two.
The old Omar Epps. Like, the Omar Epps of today. Like, the double neck.
Oh, like elderly Omar
Epps. Yeah, not the wood Omar Epps.
Not old, like, back then, but, like, elderly.
Yeah, this one. Swollen and shit.
I saw a kid today and he looked like him.
Omar F.
But he was like 9.
The old?
Like the elderly.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
I know. Shout out to him. Anyway, so then we go back. Condola's upset about, or not upset, but she mentions how she didn't technically invite
him. That was a weird stuff. I've been thinking of like why she said that.
Her and Lawrence are talking, and I don't know how. I don't really remember how it comes up, but she just kind of goes, "Well, technically, I didn't invite."
Yeah, he was like, "Well, thanks for inviting me."
Technically.
Yeah, and I'm like,
that was such an unnecessary statement.
I don't know why. That one lost me.
It was an unnecessary statement. Females apparently do that often. Just make unnecessary statements.
Women's. Well. So, yeah, man. So, you know,
there was just no reason. Like, it was kind of like she was, like, wanting a reason to, like, pick.
Or maybe it was from, I don't know.
Maybe
it's, like, her perceived get back for how she felt when she walked in on Lawrence and Issa.
Or maybe she felt uncomfortable with him being in that space while her friends were talking, or while she and her friends were talking so candidly about what she didn't want in her life. Hmm. Like her plans that maybe she hadn't discussed or wasn't planning on discussing with Lawrence.
I don't know, man. That situation is getting messy fast.
Let it go.
But, yeah, so, you know, eventually the shit that Condola is feeling about Lawrence and Issa comes out. Mm-hmm. And I don't think. The whole would you still be with Issa if she didn't cheat? That's like a lose-lose question.
Because obviously.
Like, what kind of fucking question is that?
A dumb one. It's pretty dumb. Because, like, you know.
But women do that.
Either. I don't, but I understand. Yeah,
look.
I understand. No, seriously, like, it's like either answer you're not going to be satisfied with. Like, but you also know the answer. It's like you want to hear disappointment.
I don't know why y'all do that too.
I don't either.
So,
because obviously, that was the thing, right? He would have just still been sitting. Would he have still been sitting on her couch eating Cheetos? Probably. See.
Hey, man. Look.
See.
Hey.
You can't give up on yourself and then expect people to like be.
So.
Doing all of that.
Lawrence is sitting on the couch watching some bullshit. I don't know what the fuck they see in that show. That show is ass.
Searching for LaToya.
That shit is ass.
Honestly, can we be honest? Aren't all of the shows they be watching kind of trash?
Ass.
All of them.
I don't know what the fuck.
I mean, I guess it's just a way for us to see like old like black like actors and stuff.
Yeah, that
like,
shit is ass.
Other than that, the like shit they it's was really watching, terrible.
I remember watching
that shit with Bill
Dear Bellamy. White People.
Oh, I
in the
I
show within like a show ass. Like, god damn, what are y'all watching?
Yeah. No, thank you. Anyway.
But so
he's chilling on the couch
on Instagram. Hey, you know what's fucking funny? You know what's funny and very interesting? What? That they all like to shit on Tiffany, but it seems like that's they're all striving
to be Tiffany or to have something. Yeah, because everybody was kind of watching everybody's IG stories and shit, and like, like people yeah. were like super like ogling Tiffany's
that was
life.
Interesting.
It is, and yeah, it is. And now they're like puppies outside, like looking in the window.
So that's a Teletubby. What the fuck is that?
That's a Clues.
Oh shit. Yeah. So yeah, so he comes across Issa's story in the Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
And he hits that.
Goes down in the DM.
Is that a DM? No, that's not okay. technically a DM to me.
It's not underneath the comment. It's not in the comments.
It's in the IG story.
But when you go to your DMs, it's in there.
Yeah, that's trash.
Okay. I don't like know what you don't know how you want me
like
to
you
smile.
Need story comments. You need story comments.
Okay.
Because it goes in your
DMs. Are we
DMs.
Really asking for all this before Twitter gives us an edit button? Like, I don't understand. Like,
oh, that's never going to happen.
I don't understand why. I mean, you would just rather just me delete the whole thing.
Yeah, because they only give you a certain amount of characters anyway. So if you fuck that up, oh well, niggas be four word sentences be toe the fuck up. So yeah, that's not a DM to me, but
okay,
he you know he hits the
story, and then what
the
does that
interesting
do?
Part was
and then what does that do? Open up the DMs
immediately.
... But what? See, this is gonna answer your question. Where did she respond? In the DM.
Yeah, but I don't count as a DM to me.
It's a DM.
That's cheating. Because chicks be like, "Oh, this nigga was in my DM." I was like, "Bitch, I was just replying to your story."
I just
what the fuck?
I just liked your fajitas.
That's it. The fuck you mean? But yeah, man. So the little dots pop up immediately.
Yeah.
And then. They hit us with the Maya, man. That was cute.
Dun.
Yeah, that was
dun,
cute.
Dun, 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 dun.
That was cute.
Yeah, it really was. Yeah. So
he'll have Issa up against a wall in a couple episodes.
He has. I know you said the sex scenes are
but
trash,
I think it's.
I, like
I think it's. I don't know. I think it's. That's too predictable.
It is. And that's why I'm against it.
I don't know if him and Condola will last, but I don't know if
I told you that though.
I still think it's going to be
that's a no
from last episode when
what
it's the secrets. It's going to be the end of him and Condola.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I don't know if
Rough Riders outside.
Oh, that bike is stolen. But
he's trying to escape the scene.
I don't know. I don't know if it'll be because. Him and Issa fuck though.
I don't even think it's gonna even get there. We may not even see them fuck.
I hope not. I'm over the sex scene.
I know you said, but I'm saying like, if this is the way that it's going, it's very possible we're just gonna like maybe we'll see them like get back to who they were at episode one.
Sitting on the couch watching that stupid ass show.
Okay, or not. That sounds boring as fuck. But like, no, like we're just like getting to know each
or
other.
Sit them in
like,
the coffee shop like on some George Jefferson shit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't like the intro to the Jeffersons?
Yeah.
So it's like.
Yeah. Just like that.
Be beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. I'm saying I don't. It would be surprising to me if they jump right into like them fucking. Like, I think that would be like.
That's too easy.
Too easy and too. Yeah. Too like.
But I'm starting to like Molly and Andrew, man.
Yeah. There was nothing ever wrong with
Andrew
it. You were just being a weirdo. Does he? Because I got ponytails.
You got me fucked up. I
Hey, look. Hey, man, I'm out of here, man. Y'all got me fucked up. All right, any predictions for next week?
No, just they're definitely not fucking yet. I think that we're going to get into maybe Condola find out that they've been chatting. Maybe they'll be chatting more. Maybe they'll end up being chatting more. Maybe they'll like hop out of the DMs to text. I don't know.
Or they'll keep meeting up, these awkward meetups.
No. I don't think. Fuck. I don't know. I'm gonna put a few chips in on the fact that they're just gonna like continue the messaging and maybe Condola will find it.
Where you got Issa and Molly going headed to?
Not. Honestly, if they don't have like a real conversation and learn how to talk to each other, they're gonna probably fight. Like not fight, but like it's gonna be like a bitch. I ain't talking to you no more.
Yeah. I see them getting the other friends involved, and it gets a little messier.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Making people pick sides or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tiffany, she's at home. She's not worried about any of these
stuff. Nah, at all. At all. Yeah. But.
And then, I mean, I don't know, though, because, damn, Condola not really your friend, Issa. Like.
No, nah, that's just tricky business.
So don't alienate yourself, girl.
Yeah. It's messy.
It's lonely.
Don't turn into Love and Hip Hop, though. Don't get too messy, please.
It ain't been no fights, so I feel like we good. Except the Uber fight. That was it. That was nigga shit.
Yeah, that was nigga shit.
All right, y'all. Well,
that's it, man.
Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 3 of the Insecure Recap Show. We will see you guys next week.
Next week. Peace out. Peace.